Thank you, Shaiyu. On this auspicious occasion of the advent of Lord Nityananda, sort of our usual Srimad Bhagavatam verse, today we will take this opportunity to chant a very nice verse which most probably is apt for many of us. As a token of gratitude towards the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So, just like we recite the Srimad Bhagavatam verse, similarly we will recite this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, this verse is from Adi Lila, chapter 5, text 207. And chapter 5 talks about the advent of Lord Nityananda in the Adi Lila. So we chant this verse then.
He mana nirghana more keva kripa kare.
He mana nirghana more keva kripa kare.
Eka Nityananda vinu jagat bhitare.
Eka Nityananda vinu jagat bhitare.
He mana nirghana more keva kripa kare.
Because Lord Nityananda is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, it does not distinguish between the good and the bad. 209. Ye aage paadaye tare kare nishtar atta eva nishtarila mohena durachar. Lord Nityananda delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. This is the mood of this way Krishna's Kavita Goswami Maharaj. Mo papishte anilena Shri Vrindavana mohena adhame dila Shri Rupachara. Although I am sinful and I am the most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. So these are four very beautiful verses which we can express as gratitude to Lord Nityananda on his parents' temple. ओम अज्ञानति विरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य महामेष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंरूपात्मनामयं तथापि स्वाकारान्तिकं मुखां करोति वचनं पङ्गुं न कायते गिरिं यत्कृपासनमामन्ते श्रीगुरुदिनकारिणम् वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम. Pastimes of Lord Nityananda, I would like to express my gratitude for having been given this opportunity to say some words on the Lord for my own purification. Also, I would like to thank as well as beg pardon from so many senior Vaishnavas who are here. My Siksha Guru, His Grace Keshav Guru, is also here. It's a bit embarrassing to speak in front of him, but I will beg him to please bless me so that I can speak some words for my own purification. So, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj had given a class on the same day, and much of what I am going to speak today are transcripts as well as some derivations from what he spoke on Lord Nityananda. So Maharaj started his class by describing the purpose of the advent of Lord Nityananda. So in the Vedanta Sutra, the spirit soul is mentioned as Anandamaya Abhyasat, which means the spirit soul is always seeking joy and bliss. This joy and bliss, unfortunately, because of our conditioning, because of our desire to enjoy separately from the Lord, owing to which we have got conditioning of the three modes of material nature, this happiness which is already existing in our heart is eluding us. And therefore, we are trying to seek that same bliss and happiness in the objects of this material world, in the activities of this material world. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knew very well that in Kali Yuga it's going to be extremely difficult for people to relish, to realize that they are the spirit soul and they are not this body, and then to be able to follow the earlier practices that were prevalent in the earlier yugas, to be able to derive that happiness, to be able to revive that happiness and bliss. and bliss which is already there inside the heart. So therefore, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to causelessly distribute this mercy of Krishna Bhakti free of cost to everyone in this world, so that people can take this opportunity and attain that Anandamaya Abhyasa, whatever that happiness that they are looking for. Now, Maharaj mentioned that causeless mercy has got a few characteristics. First is that causeless mercy is not subject to any material laws, logic or reasoning. Causeless mercy is simply causeless. Causeless mercy is also available to anyone in any position of life. There is only one condition, of course. One has to accept this causeless mercy. If you are given a gift by someone and say, I don't want anything from you for this, the least we have to do is accept that gift. If you still don't accept it, there is a problem. So causeless mercy is being given to us. We have to simply accept it. Therefore it is mentioned, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gopakrishna. Causeless mercy is being given. So Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent, most merciful and magnanimous incarnation amongst all incarnations. So there is no consideration whether one is fit, whether one is unfit, freely available to everyone. Chant and be happy. Realize Anandamaya Vyasa. Unfortunately, however, in Kali Yuga, even though the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes personally and gives Prema Bhakti free of cost to everyone, still we don't want to accept. This is the disease in Kali Yuga. Free of cost, we still we don't want. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Lord Nityananda to approach those people who will not even accept something even free of cost. Therefore, you approach such people. People who are too attached to piety, mental speculation, jnana, religiosity, dharma, who have become proud because of their achievements in this material world. So go to such people. They don't want it. Give it to them. Buddhi Maharani had already said, Janma Aishwarya Sutra Shivya Nama Madhapuma. Naeva Hati Abhidhatum Vai Kama Kichana Kuchana. If all these achievements are there, then the resolute determination for bhakti doesn't come from the heart. So therefore, people are really happy. So if someone comes and gives Krishna Prem free of cost, chant a mantra, oh, my life is okay, why do you want me to chant? After all, everything is fine. My business is fine, my family is fine, my job is fine. I don't need anything. Go to such people and give them. Go to the most sinful people also and give them the mercy which is freely distributed. So Maharaj mentioned that there are two realms in Golok Vrindavan, in the domain of Lord Krishna. There is justice and then there is mercy. He mentioned that justice seeks qualification, whereas mercy doesn't seek anything. There is a difference between approaching the Lord from a justice point of view and approaching the Lord without any qualification, saying, I don't deserve anything, please give it to me. So Lord Nityananda is the very essence of that causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that, to distribute that mercy, that is the purpose of the advent of Lord Nityananda. But who is Lord Nityananda? We understand, yes, that this is his purpose, but who is he? Sri Narottam Das Thakur mentions, Vrajendra Nandanaye Sachi Sutta Haila Sei Balaram Haila Nitaye. That beautiful divine son of Nanda Maharaj, Lord Gopal, in Kali Yuga, that same Gopal has advented as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Balaram, who is his eternal associate, his elder brother, and constant companion in Vrindavan, he has appeared as Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda is none other than Lord Balaram himself. In Gola Vrindavan, Lord Balaram is eternally serving Lord Krishna. The whole purpose of Lord Balaram's advent itself is to serve Lord Krishna. In fact, the whole spiritual Vaikuntha planets as well as Golok Vrindavan is itself manifestation of the energy of Lord Balaram. They are not different. The spiritual world is same as Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram not only expands in the spiritual world as the spiritual world itself, plus in various other Vishnu Tattva forms like Chaturvyuha, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudev. So he is not only adventing, and then the Mahasankarshan and then Mahavishnu. So he is adventing as all the expansions below Lord Krishna. Not only that, but in Gola Vrindavan he is also manifesting as Lord Narayana's bed, his umbrella. He manifests as Ananta Shesh, the cot, if you like, of Lord Narayana. So his only purpose is to serve Lord Krishna. Lord Balaram, although himself being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also appearing in Kali Yuga to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Nityananda, the same Lord Balaram. Maharaj mentioned that as Lakshman, whose only business was the pleasure of Lord Shri Ramchandra, in the Jarihant forest, it is mentioned that Lord Lakshmana had no desire to eat, he had no desire to sleep. His only purpose was to protect Lord Ram all the time. Although Lord Lakshman also is a manifestation of Krishna himself, but he did not want to accept that position. So everything Balaramji did, everything Lakshman did, everything Lord Anantashesh does, is only exclusively for the enjoyment of Lord Krishna, Lord Ram and Lord Narayana. That same Lakshmana, that same Balaram has appeared as Lord Nityananda, whose life, soul and everything is the pleasure of Shri Gaurasundara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has no other ambition. Therefore, Lord Nityananda is declared by all the acharyas to be the original spiritual master. What is the goal or the aim of a spiritual master? He has got only one aim: to serve the Lord and to give his association to mankind, to the fallen souls, so that they may also be engaged in his service. So who is that original spiritual master? The spiritual master of all spiritual masters, that is Lord Nityananda. So we talk about his purpose of his advent and who is Lord Nityananda. Let's also discuss what separates Lord Nityananda from any other forms of Lord Krishna. In fact, we cannot even say that Lord Nityananda is a form. Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is Lord Krishna. But for the purpose of Leela, then there are different expansions. So Lord Nityananda's topmost quality, it is mentioned that he is the epitome of mercy and compassion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we all know, is known as Patita Pavana Avatara. That is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is nothing that satisfies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu better than when he sees that one is distributing the love of Godhead throughout the world. Nothing pleases Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more, because that was his instruction. Yara dekhe tara kara Krishna upadesh, amara agya guru ana tara yedesh. By my order, all of you must preach. So nothing pleases him more than that. Lord Krishna himself has said in Bhagavad Gita that my devotee who is engaged in spreading my holy name, he is most dear to me. He is the highest yogi. Now, Lord Nityananda had the full realization who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య, రాధాకృష్ణ నాని అన్య. నౌ హియర్ వాజ్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య, లార్డ్ నిత్యానంద. లార్డ్ నిత్యానంద's మూడ్ వాజ్ అట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద డే, హూ ఇస్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు? హీఈస్ నన్ అదర్ దెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ ది మూడ్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి. Now, in spreading this holy name, Lord Nityananda knew very well that people in Kali Yuga are manda sumanda mateya, manda bhagya hi upadrutaha. People are going to be disturbed, quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, full of false ego. They will not accept and they will rebel, even something even free of charge. So, Lord Nityananda saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Lord Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani, who has adventured to give us the highest Madanakya Mahabhava. That personality should not be disturbed with all these mundane quarrels of people when we give the holy name. So why should, and people will offend him, that personality. So rather than, you know, he doing this job, let me do this job of going to these people so that the offenses at least don't go to him. So his mood is not disturbed. So then Lord Nityananda took it upon himself to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that mood and manner. So their lordships, both of them, would approach every house in every town and every village. And especially Lord Nityananda would individually go to people with folded palms, the most sinful people in Kali Yuga, and then he would plead with them. Lord Nityananda would plead with them, please take this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you take this, whoever takes this mercy will automatically attain Krishna Prem in this very lifetime. Therefore, there is a bhajan also. It says, Bhaja Gauranga Kaho Gauranga Lava Gauranga Namare Je Jana Gauranga Bhaje Se Hoi Mora Pranare. Worship Gauranga, chant Gauranga, take the mercy of Gauranga. Anyone who worships Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my heart and soul. This was what Lord Nityananda used to say. He would plead with people. If someone was still very hard-hearted and would refuse, he would get down on his hands and knees and he would beg, please, I beg you, do not reject the holy name of the Lord. Please do not reject me. Please do not spoil the valuable human form of life that you have got. Please take the name of Lord Gauranga. If they still refuse, after he came down on his knees, he would lie down on the ground and catch their feet, beg them. He would touch their feet. He would roll on the ground and plead with them with tears in his eyes. Do not spoil your human form of life. I beg you, I plead you, I will do anything for you. I will become your servant. Supreme Personality of Godhead, begging the lowest of mankind that you become their servant after holding their feet. But please chant the holy names of the Lord. No other incarnation of God, if you see this mode, no other incarnation of God who has ever manifested has demonstrated this kind of a mood. We see in Krishna Lila, if you go back to 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna's mood was, yes, Lord Krishna is very merciful, but directly as Lord Krishna himself, Swayam Bhagavan, he still took out his Sudarshan Chakra to cut off the head of Shishupal, who was blaspheming. 199 chances he gave, 100th time Sudarshan Chakra. And like that, Lord Krishna has killed so many demons by his Sudarshan Chakra. So Lord Krishna used to manage people with the chakra. Lord Ramachandra used to bring people into line with his bow and arrow. So we have read how Lord Ramachandra's bow cut off the person's arms like that. So Lord Ramachandra's way of dealing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealing was giving the holy name of the Lord, pure love of Godhead, and then transforming them. Whoever would accept this holy names, yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give them the holy name and they will be transformed. But Lord Nityananda's job was, who will not accept that holy name also? One level below that. No Sudarshan Chakra, no bow and arrow. Doesn't even matter whether you are accepting or not. You hold your feet. Please accept. Please stand. You accept, you believe, you don't believe, stand the holy name. So such was his compassion. Converting millions and millions of people in every town, every city, every village. The whole atmosphere in the world, Lord Nityananda was transforming. And everyone, by his influence, was joyfully chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, Lord Nityananda is mentioned as the ultimate expression of the supreme mercy of God. The ultimate expression of the supreme mercy of Bhagavan. That is Lord Nityananda. So there is an interesting pastime that happened before the actual advent of Lord Nityananda into this material world. As all of you know, Sachi Mata is the divine mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is the mother of the entire universe. So, once Sachi Mata had a dream. She was actually worshipping Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram on the altar. What happened in this dream was, suddenly she saw that this personality, who is Lord Nityananda, came to the altar and told Lord Balaram that you now get up from this altar. He said, your time is up now. Now it's the time for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and myself. In Dwapar Yuga, Lord Nityananda told Lord Balaram, in Dwapar Yuga, yes, you might have been good friends playing together. You might have been his elder brother, etc., etc. But in Kali Yuga, you are his servant. Please don't forget that. And you get on from the altar. So Lord Balaram said, no, I cannot leave Lord Krishna. I am not going to get down from the altar. So Lord Nityananda was very forceful now this time. You have to get down from the altar. No. Yes, you will get down from the altar. No. Yes. And with all his strength, Lord Nityananda pulled Lord Balaram physically from the altar. And Lord Balaram was defeated by Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda ki? Lord Balaram was defeated by Lord Nityananda. So, the power of the mercy of Lord Nityananda is more powerful than the mercy of any other form of the Lord. But at the same time, as much as we say this, we still have to understand they are one and the same. There is no difference between Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda. So we cannot commit mental offenses to Lord Balaram also in overstating this fact. So, Sachi Mata understood that in Kali Yuga, Lord Balaram is going to simply appear as Lord Nityananda to be the order carrier of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No elder brother business in Kali Yuga. Now, if we go back to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, initially he was very playful in his childhood, and eventually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the pastime of becoming very grave, took Grihastashram, and then later on, because people were only taking the Sannyasashram more seriously at that time, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the Sannyasa order. So whatever was required, as per time, place and circumstance, whatever way she had to take, the Supreme Personality of Godhead took that. However, as much as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this sannyasa order, he being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever he pastimes he does, the common man will follow. So he had to establish the highest standards for sannyasis. So in that sense, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fairly strict about social etiquettes. How to deal, who to deal with, who not to deal with. He had his own restrictions. Otherwise, people will criticize the mission and the whole mission will be destroyed. And if you see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was also targeting very influential people in the community. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was responsible for delivering people like great scholars like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. These are the kind of people that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached to. But what about those people who are adham, most fallen, who will visit the pubs, the liquor houses, the brothels? What about those kind of people? Mahaprabhu would not be dealing with them. Even when there is a pastime, when even Maharaj Pratapaudara wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Lord said, "Vishnu, Vishnu, I will not meet him because I don't want to meet kings. They are worldly minded people." Of course, it's because of the mercy of Sri Ramananda Raya that then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that mercy to Maharaj Pratapaudara. So, while Mahaprabhu was very strict in who he was dealing with, the job of dealing with the most fallen people was given to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda also decided to change his ashram based on the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants him to now preach to these fallen people. So if Lord Nityananda would have also donned sannyasi vesh along with Mahaprabhu, then who would have delivered these fallen souls? So Lord Nityananda actually accepted Grihastha Ashram. He was an avaduta. From an avaduta he accepted Grihastha Ashram, which is far out really. If we can ask most of the fixed up brahmacharis, they cannot even think of accepting Grihastha Ashram. Very fixed up brahmacharis. So, but Lord Nityananda accepted that for the purpose of teaching. So he came to the home in Bengal, he came to the home of Suryadas Pandit and he lived with him. And Suryadas Pandit, recognizing who he was, gave his two daughters, Janava Devi and Vishuddhi, to Lord Nityananda. And that's how Lord Nityananda began preaching after that. Let's take a step back and go to the transcendental appearance and childhood of Lord Nityananda. So we discussed pastimes before his advent and now we will discuss something which what is the transcendental nature of his childhood. So Lord Nityananda, as most of you know, he appeared in this material world in the now holy city of Ekachakra Gram. So in fact, in this year's Mayapur Yatra, we had the opportunity to visit Ekachakra Dham along with our spiritual master. It's I think 165 kilometers or so, and it took us almost 6 hours one way by bus. And most of the journey was when you actually come near Ekachakra Dham. Thanks to the West Bengal government, there are no roads there. And virtually, I was remembering the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita all the time when I was sitting in the bus. The bus was rocking almost at 45 degrees on that road. And I thought that was the last day of my life. So I had to really remind myself, I'm not the body, I'm the spirit soul. It was really very difficult, that road. However, Lord Nityananda protected all of us. But once we arrived into Ekachakra Gram, then the first realization one gets is that this is not a place of this material world. Immediately one gets that realization. Even Mayapur, to some extent, is now urbanized. You have cell phone shops and so many things that are. If you come out of ISKCON, the whole stretch is pretty much commercial now. But Ekachakra Gram is still that pristine village. Everything is village about Ekachakra Gram. It's not a popular tourist destination, also. Now, that's what a specific context. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you see the advent of the Lord, usually it happens in holy dams like that. And in the earlier days, it was almost that a holy dam is one which is situated either close to the Ganga or close to the Yamuna or Saraswati or Godavari or one of these rivers. However, Ekachakra Gram is not situated anywhere like that. So who took birth there? Lord Nityananda. he took birth in that place. Of course, because of the birth of Lord Nityananda, the appearance of Lord Nityananda, now it is a holy dham for all of us. It's not different than Mayapur for all of us. Of course, there is a pastime which I received from Karunanidhi Prabhu the other day, where it was mentioned that the word Eka Chakra comes, Eka means one and Chakra means wheel. Eka Chakra signifies the chariot wheel which Lord Krishna took when he wanted to enjoy the chivalry ras with Bhishma Dev in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So it was mentioned there that that particular wheel manifested in was there in Eka Chakra Kram. Of course we couldn't see the wheel there. But so in that sense, yes, it was already a holy place. However, Lord Nityananda's advent made it even more meaningful for all of us. So Lord Nityananda was born in a Brahmana family to Hadaya Pandit and Padmavati. Right from childhood, he was extraordinarily beautiful and highly intelligent. The speciality of his childhood was he knew no other pleasure than simply enacting the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So his entire childhood is, the whole Varnan description is about how he constantly, all the time, enacted the Krishna Leela along with his friends. And this time when we visited Eka Chakra Gram, we also went to those spots where actually Lord Nityananda enacted those pastimes. There is a tree also over there under which he used to usually sit and play with his friends and enact these pastimes. Now when Lord Nityananda used to enact these pastimes, he actually got into the mood of that character who he was playing. Of course, needless to say, he was not simply an artist. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no doubt about that. But given the mood that he had come as a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to get into the thick of that particular character. So there is a pastime which is given that once they were playing the Ramayana Leela. In Ramayana Leela, if you know that Kamsa, that Ravan sends his Astra, Shakti Astra, and it comes in, and by the virtue of that Astra, then Lakshmana gets injured. So, the Lord Nityananda along with his friends was enacting this particular pastime. When enacting this pastime, at that very point in time, one of Lord Nityananda's childhood friends, they used to use lotus flowers instead of arrows. So with a lotus flower, then he threw that flower at Lord Nityananda. And the moment that flower hit Lord Nityananda on the chest, Lord Nityananda fell down unconscious, demonstrating symptoms of someone who is dead. So there was no sign of life in the body of Lord Nityananda, just by the lotus flower, which was supposedly an arrow in that drama. So Hadaya Pandit and Padmavati, the whole village, all their friends came and tried to revive Lord Nityananda, but nothing happened. The physician came, nothing happened, he could not. So the whole village was crying out for Lord Nityananda. At that point in time, suddenly one of his childhood friends remembered that yes, hang on, Lord Nityananda had also done a similar pastime earlier with us. When we did a play, that time Lord Nityananda had done the role of Dashrath Maharaj. And at that time, one of the boys had done the role of Ram leaving the palace along with the spiritual master. So at that time, unable to bear the separation from Lord Ramchandra, then Dashrath fell down unconscious. And at that time, Lord Nityananda was playing that he was unconscious. And we remember that we had to take the drama to the logical completion for him to again revive. So therefore, let us call Hanuman now and ask him to go and bring the jadi buti, the aushadhi from the Sanjeevani hills. And then one of the boys, he went. And it's not that he just went and took some, went to some tree and then say, okay, this is jadi buti. No. Actually what happened was, this boy, he went and he was opposed by so many demons. They enacted that whole drama. There was so much of sincerity, not a let wind it or pass now, in revival. There was bhava. So he went and he fought with so many people who were playing, enacting demons. And he went through them, Hanumanji went and brought the booty, and then when it was placed on the chest of Lord Nityananda, immediately Lord Nityananda woke up. So this was how much Lord Nityananda used to get into the thick of the pastimes that they were playing. So day and night, Lord Nityananda in his childhood was completely submerged in the leelas of the Lord. In fact, they used to ask Lord Nityananda, how come are you able to play such characters? Where are those verses, where are those dialogues coming into your mouth from? We never taught you.
There was no Gurukul there where they taught Vedanta Sutra, where they taught Ramayana, Mahabharata,
neither to him nor to the coward boys, not to the not to his coward friends in Ekachakragram. Nobody had any of this education. So where from, how can you speak like this? At that time, Lord Nityananda gave a small hint. He said, I am simply speaking what I have spoken in my previous incarnations. And everyone just laughed. So this was something from the childhood, transcendental appearance in childhood of Lord Nityananda. When Lord Nityananda was 12 years old, one day a sannyasi came to the house of Hadaya Pandit, his father. And Hadaya Pandit, being a pure Vaishnava at heart, he served this sannyasi with his heart and soul. When he served this sannyasi with heart and soul, the sannyasi was very pleased with him. Now before the sannyasi left, Hadaya Pandit, because he was very sincere, he had sincere affection for this Vaishnava, for this sannyasi, he asked, he said as a grihastha, whatever I have is yours anyway, so take whatever you want from this house. The sannyasi Maharaj, he said, alright, since you have asked me this, I will take your Brahmana son, Itai. I will take Lord Nityananda with me. Because I want a Brahmana servant and associate for my preaching mission. So I will take your son. This broke the heart of Hadaya Pandit. The same separation which Dasharatha Maharaj felt when Lord Ramchandra left, the same separation mood was now being felt by Hadaya Pandit. So he didn't know what to say. He was just standing there with his mouth open. He couldn't know. Tears were flowing from his eyes. It was almost like it was a shock for him, this kind of request. He never expected. However, being a pure Vaishnava, our pure Vaishnava is never too attached to his family in such a way that it will come in the mission of the spiritual master of the Lord. So he remembered that Dasharatha Maharaj also eventually did not stop Lord Ramchandra. So how can I stop this sannyasi from taking away my son for this mission? So he said that if it's, that is your desire, so be it. You can have my son. Vedic culture was that the wife used to follow whatever the husband's order was. So he did not even go and have to ask his Padmavati's opinion. What do you think about this? And then have an argument later on. So Padmavati understood the mind of her husband and said that let him go. And this is something really, really big for someone who is a mother. To spontaneously give their child who at that time they may not see the person ever again. Now, as much as the sannyasi wanted to take Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda also enacted this whole pastime because he knew the time has come now for him to go out and preach to the whole world. So he took this opportunity and walked away. Due to the affliction of an utterly broken heart, Hadaya Pandit wept and wept and wept. And then in the remembrance, constant remembrance of Lord Nityananda, he left this world and attained, went back home, back to Godhead. So Lord Nityananda's, it was time for Lord Nityananda to travel all across India. So it is mentioned that he began to travel all the holy places. He went to Gaya, where he worshipped the Vishnu Gadadhara deity. He went to Kashi and worshipped the Vishwanath Murti in Kashi. He went to Mathura, took bath in the various ghats. He played in the Yamuna. He visited the 12 forests of Vrindavan. It is mentioned that he was so happy in Vrindavan that he came back to his original mood of the cowherd boy, Lord Balaram. He was intensely identifying himself with Lord Balaram at this point in time, playing with the children, herding the cows, enjoying this sweet atmosphere of Raja. So much so that he never bothered to take any food or drink. If someone forced him, brought something for him, at best sometimes he would accept. But he was constantly in that mood. From there, Lord Nityananda went to East India. Now this is where he met his spiritual master, Srila Madhavendra Puri. At that time, Srila Madhavendra Puri was considered by Gaudiya Vaishnavas to be the very root, the essence of love of Godhead, Krishna Prema. And from him, Lord Nityananda received initiation. It is mentioned, the first meeting is described, that when they met each other, both of them were stunned when they looked at each other. And then they locked themselves into a tight embrace. Madhavendra Puri immediately understood on seeing Lord Nityananda that this is not my disciple. He is a supreme personality of Godhead who I have to serve in the capacity of his spiritual master. So this was Madhavendra Puri's mood. And he could not release that embrace. And as soon as they embraced, all Ashtasattvika bhavas, the symptoms of ecstatic love, started manifesting in both of them. And all Madhavendra Puri's disciples, all of them were simply struck with wonder seeing this pastime. And then, when they came to external consciousness, Lord Nityananda mentioned, quoted from this famous verse is there from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gadavata. Lord Nityananda mentioned to Madhavendra Puri that I have travelled all the holy places up until now, but my heart's desire has not yet been fulfilled. Why? Because wherever there is a pure servant of Krishna like you, all the holy places verily reside there. He mentioned this and glorified his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri. And that way they, in this loving exchange, Lord Nityananda spent many days and nights with in the association of his spiritual master, serving him and discussing Krishna Katha with him constantly. After that, leaving East India, then the Lord Nityananda went to South India. It is mentioned that he travelled to Setu Bandham, Rameshwaram, Srirangam, Tirupati. And then after finishing the South India yatra, again he went back to North India, where he went to Ayodhya, Chitrakoot, Prayag, and then he went right up north to Badrikashram, where he met Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva immediately recognized who this personality was, and Srila Vyasadeva worshipped Lord Nityananda. After that, Lord Nityananda returned to Vrindavan. Now, this time when he returned to Vrindavan, he had the first vision of what was to come. His vision was that his elder brother, Lord Krishna, in Golok Vrindavan, has started performing his divine leelas as Sri Sri Gaurachandra in Navadvip Dham. However, as much as he has started performing, he is still acting his leela as a little boy in Navadvip. He has not yet established the Sankirtana movement. But Lord Nityananda could have that vision. And what was Lord Nityananda's purpose? To assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sankirtan. So he decided, oh, my time has not yet come to go and meet my soul and my heart and my soul. So my time has not come. So I'll wait. So he waited patiently till the signal came after 20 years. In the core of his heart, Lord Nityananda saw that now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading the devotees, everyone in the Navadvip camp, he's leading them in the streets of Navadvip, loudly chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Lord Nityananda could see that vision. And then he decided, now is the time for me to meet Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now with this in mind, he went to Navadvip. As he entered Navadvip, he did not announce to anyone of his arrival. Rather, he went to the home of Srila Nandan Acharya. And this time in Mayapur, we also had a good opportunity to visit this right that place, Srila Nandan Acharya's house. It is just opposite Goswami Ghat, from where the boats go across the Ganges. So Lord Nityananda went to Nandan Acharya's house. Now, as he arrived in the night time and went to his house, the very next morning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressing his disciples, devotees, and said, "You know what? Yesterday, I had a wonderful dream." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his disciples, "I had a wonderful dream yesterday night, where I saw an extraordinary chariot. And this beautiful chariot, it had a flag on top of it, which depicted a palm tree." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned that the flag with the palm tree indicates that this is the chariot of Lord Balaram. So why did I get this dream? And he told them that I saw that a very large, beautiful looking personality got down from that chariot and went on asking everyone, "Where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is the house of Nimai Pandit?" He was asking everyone. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned to his disciples, "That extraordinary person, I believe, has arrived in Navadvip Dham. This personality is none other than Lord Balaram himself. Go and find him immediately for me." So his intimate servants, Sivas Pandit, Haridas Thakur, all of them went left, right, center, all over Navadvip Dham, searching for this personality. But they could not find Lord Nityananda, because he was hidden in Nandan Acharya's house. So when they came back and said that we cannot find him, then Lord Chaitanya said, "No problem. I'll come personally and lead the way and let us unite you with Lord Nityananda." The significance of this pastime is, without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot attain the feet of Lord Nityananda. Without Lord Nityananda's mercy, we cannot attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came. And then, as Lord Chaitanya entered the Nandan Acharya's home, it is Maharaj mentioned that Lord Nityananda was seeing the effulgence of millions and millions of moons when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered. Lord Nityananda himself has the effulgence of millions and millions of moons. And then he is seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is having the effulgence of millions and millions of moons. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushita. So you can imagine how that place of Nandan Acharya was there. What kind of effulgence must have been there in that place? Actually, we can't even imagine. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered. Lord Nityananda saw him their eyes met, both of them were stunned. Both of them were stunned. They were unable to speak anything. It is just that their eyes were glued to each other in divine love. At last, after some time, Lord Nityananda just swooned and fell down in ecstasy onto the ground. And as he fell, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted him and embraced him, close to him. Lord Nityananda attained consciousness, and again Lord Nityananda tightly embraced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Lord Nityananda tightly, and this went on. And as they hugged each other, tears, torrents of tears, like rivers, came out from their eyes. And this is described very nicely in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This union of Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, reunion, or the union of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. So it was from this moment of union that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda began to dance together, to chant together in the Sankirtan movement. It was from this point in time that they would travel everywhere, approaching people with the holy name for their deliverance. So as we described before, that without gaining the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot properly approach the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada gives this example, though in a different context, that you have bank balance, but if your account is locked, you still can't withdraw from it. Like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving something very free to all of us, but it needs Lord Nityananda in the form of the teller to actually give that mercy to us. He has to call us and tell us, your money is here, please take it. Free. Given by Mahaprabhu exclusively for you. Take it. So on this supremely auspicious day of the advent of Lord Nityananda, Maharaj mentioned that we have to understand our fallen condition in Kali Yuga. Who in this world but Lord Nityananda would show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? So we have to make a garland of this verse, put it on our neck, at least for today. Tomorrow we may forget, it's a different thing. At least for today. So we will pray to Lord Nityananda for his causeless mercy upon us. Lord Nityananda manifests himself through our spiritual master. Our spiritual master is none other than a representative of Lord Nityananda. Sometimes even when Lord Nityananda heals, we don't know today. That time our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, our Jagadguru, and our spiritual master, they are there, personally given to us. By worshipping our spiritual master, we can satisfy Lord Nityananda. And by satisfying Lord Nityananda, then we can satisfy Lord Gaurachandra. It is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always present in four places. One of those four places is wherever Lord Nityananda is dancing. Lord Nityananda's dancing is mentioned as so graceful, so beautiful, that anywhere and everywhere that Lord Nityananda would dance, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally manifest himself there to watch and then to jump into that kirtan. So all we have to do is to simply accept the chanting of our holy names. This is how Maharaj concluded. All we have to do is to simply accept the chanting of the holy names and give up our sinful activities. There are four sinful activities: meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. All we have to do is give up these four activities and attentively chant the holy names of the Lord without offenses. That is all that is required. and then we will be able to draw on the opulence of Lord Nityananda. Thank you very much for all your patient hearing. It's 9 o'clock now. If there are any comments or corrections? She was singing that song. Yeah. So I just quoted that song in this context. Thank you. No corrections. Thank you very much. Lord Nityananda Balaram ki.
Jai.
Shri Nityananda Trayodashi ki.
Jai.
Shri Prabhu.